brought to you by bedroombattlefield.com. This is the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. It's Matthew with you here, and it's our Question of the Month episode. The question of the month for December was basically to tell us all about your hobby highlights throughout 2024. Rather than making New Year's resolutions and big plans, let's stop and smell the roses and all talk about, you know, what we've achieved, what we've enjoyed over the past 12 months. So big thanks to everyone who submitted a clip. Let's get right into it.
Hi Matthew, Martin here down in Hampshire, Martin S on the Discord group. I'm replying to the question of the month, what were your hobby highlights of 2024? Well, it was a busy year hobby-wise. Apart from my usual DBA and Hordes of the Things games, plus running tournaments for each of those, I also got to play four solo games of Song of Blades and Heroes, which is a great, fun set of rules to play. As well as the last three games of a 10-scenario Frostgrave campaign with my nephew Mark. However, I think the real highlight of the year were a bunch of games in Dan Mersey's Rampant series of rules. I played some Lion Rampant and Xenos Rampant, both with Friends at Home and Farnborough Wargames Club, and they were very enjoyable. But the overall highlight was my first ever games of Dragon Rampant. These were at the Coventry Scimitar's Gary Rampant event in August, which they ran in memory of a recently passed away club member whose favourite game was Dragon Rampant. Originally, this was scheduled to be a Hordes of the Things day, but it was switched to a Dragon Rampant day instead with a couple of months to go. That gave me just enough time to read the rules and paint up my Wizards and Lizards army using Frostgrave figures and a number of big plastic dinosaurs, which I rescued from charity shops. It was a mad choice, with lots of vicious dinos running out of control much of the time, but very entertaining for all who played it. A superb day out, very well run by the most excellent Scimitar wargamers. A very welcoming team of gamers. Anyways, many thanks for all the podcasts and the blog. Always entertaining. Hope your Christmas went well. And wishing all a happy new year. Cheers now.
Hey, it's Rob in Melbourne. This year I had grand plans to finish writing a game I've been working on and an update Acolyte for the new version of Kill Team. And instead I painted 114 dwarves. I have no regrets.
Hey, Matthew. It's Ryan, Don Juan Don from the Discord. I haven't chimed in for the last few questions of the month, but I felt like this was one that I might be able to add something to. So for me, 2024 was a big year for how I interact with the hobby and coming to terms and embracing some of the changes around how I interact with the hobby. So I've kind of felt like my hobby has really shifted away from playing tabletop war games. Not to sound all doom and gloom, but you know, there's a bright side here. Instead, I've really focused on my painting, my designing, and then honestly playing a lot of board games with friends and family. So I still get the occasional game of, you know, Halo Flashpoint or Mantix Armada on the table. But I think rather, for me at least, rather than being perpetually frustrated by how little I was actually playing with my models, I kind of embraced these ways to interact with the hobby and other ways and other methods. I would say probably specifically, if I could give you a quick top three, I think my top three biggest accomplishments for the year were painting up my yellow Canopus Force for Battletech, which I really, really like how those are turned out. Designing my Halo Flashpoint terrain sets that also work with Dead Zone. Big fan of Halo Flashpoint, big fan of Dead Zone. And I was actually really shocked at how well those were received. Folks really seem to like them, and it's cool to know that, you know, other folks are getting them on their table and enjoying them as well. And I think most of all, you know, last but not least, this is obviously most of all, just all the different games and board games that I've got to play with my wife and kids. We're on a Castles of Mad King Ludwig kick right now. And my son just got the expansion for Christmas. So, you know, it's reignited that fire as well. So they're just really, really good, satisfying times. And, you know, I think rather than focusing on, you know, what I wasn't doing, which is what I was doing, kind of shifted my focus into, you know, what I am doing and kind of pouring myself into that. And I'm really just getting a lot more out of it. So I think overall I'm really satisfied with 2024 and kind of where I've, you know, moved into with my hobby. And I kind of look forward to, you know, continuing that forward into the next year and even beyond. So, thanks for the question and thanks for the show and the great year of shows, and look forward to what's coming next year. Thanks, Matthew.
Hello, Matthew. Tom W. here. New Discord member. This is my first call in. Long-time listener, though. First-time caller. Been listening to your show since the very first episode, and just want to say thanks for consistently putting out great stuff. Your show has such a personal feel, but it's still very professional. Regarding the December question month, hobby accomplishments of 2024, I wasn't even going to answer this question because I didn't think I did anything. I didn't put paint on a single figure, nor did I play really any tabletop games this year. But then I thought back very recently, my biggest accomplishment is joining the Bedroom Battlefields Discord. It's such a great group of really welcoming people. I'm glad to be part of it and participating. So that was one of my big accomplishments. And then through that, I actually found out about other things like the Crown Command podcast, which I've just been developing on a cross US drive. And after hearing all of the gushing about Man of War on Craft Command, I decided I'm going to get back into that. Or get into that, I should say. I never played it back in the day. I was always super interested in that. That was my era, the end of Rogue Trader, beginning of second edition 40K, right around there, 92 to like 95-ish. It was my era. So that was my bigger accomplishment, as I went out and spent a whole bunch of money and bought all of the Man of War boxes. I won't even say what I paid for that. In reflecting on further on what I did in 2024, I realized also that I did actually play one game. I ran an RPG that I used to run way back in the 90s. And it was significant for a number of reasons this year. One, I actually ran it on Discord with a mixture of some of my local players that I play other RPGs with and some strangers. So it's the first time I've ever RPG with strangers, and it worked out great. We had a great time. Everybody said that the game was good, so it made me feel really good as a GM. But despite that, I realized just how stressful it was for me as a GM to produce something really good for players. Whenever it seemed like the game was dragging, I felt really bad. And whenever everybody was excited, I felt really good. It was just too many ups and downs. And, GMing a game is like working out, I guess, if you just don't do it a lot. It's like working out any muscle. You're going to get rusty and you're going to get apprehensive. But it was just too much of an emotional roller coaster for me. And so I bring this up because this is kind of the cycle I followed back in my teen days, where I started with RPGs and then discovered tabletop games, specifically Rogue Trader. And that really just derailed all of our RPG playing. And even though with the painting aspect of the hobby and the collecting and the terrain building and stuff, it still just seems like such an easier thing than RPGs, which are all theater of the mind. So reflecting on that, I've decided that I'm probably going to step away from RPGs, which I've been doing for the last few years, and get back heavily into the tabletop hobby and start putting some paint on some miniatures. So anyways, thanks again for a great podcast. I love it. And look forward to hearing the next one. Thanks.
Hi, Matthew. It's Mark. I think my hobby highlight in 2024 has been all about meeting people, fantastic people from this online community that you've created. It was a couple of years ago that you set up your Discord. And after listening to the first few episodes of your podcast and jumping in and chatting to people online, it became really clear that there's a lot of like-minded people out there, some great people with similar sense of humor, similar interests, similar things they want to do, and similar memories of getting into the hobby when they were kids. And 2024 has been the year that those online relationships have turned into face-to-face relationships, meeting people for the first time. And it's been fantastic. So, you know, it all started the first time I was kind of really meeting people was April, when we had a games day and Jason and Ed and Luke and I all got together and played that massive Warhammer game. Fantastic to meet those guys. And then fast forwarding on a few months to August, where Bring Out Your Lead, I met yourself and Callum. Ed was there too, plus all Ed's mates. And that was great to meet them. And we met Marcus and Michael from Sweden. And that was brilliant too. And then games day rolled around again. Another one on the 2nd of October, where Jason, Ed and Luke and I got back together, and Tim joined us as well. And that was great to meet him. And then a couple of weeks ago, I met George, who I've been chatting to online, and we met up in London after he'd been at work, and that was brilliant as well. And it's just been a brilliant year. We've had the opportunity to have the Royal Orc and get together and meet people online. So chatting to people like David over in Chicago has been fantastic, helping organizing those and playing remote games with him. I had a remote game of Manowar actually at the tail end of 2023 with Cameron. That was fantastic too. Plus painting lessons with Josh in the spring this year has been wonderful as well. So a mixture of meeting people online and face-to-face, but really forging brilliant new friendships that wouldn't have happened if it hadn't have been for your podcast and your community. So thank you very much.
Hello, this is Carl Paulson from Chicago Skirmish War Games, ruminating briefly on my hobby highlights from 2024. The first of these was finally hosting a bit of a mini convention that was some members of my club, Chicago Skirmish War Games, and a few folks from the Discord, and a few of their friends as well. And it was, there'll be more about this on a future episode, but it was a really great time that had terrain construction and gaming and a little bit of swap meet and some food, of course, at my home. So more on that in the future. My other highlight has to do with enjoying the hobby with my son. He's not so much into miniature painting, although he likes to assemble miniatures, but he and I do game together quite a bit. And we've been doing games at conventions together. So this year we did 2 one-page rules Grimdark Future games at the TMX convention, that's Tabletop Minions convention, in Oshkosh. Put on by Uncle Adam of Tabletop Minions. And this was the year that I let him take the lead. So he picked the games we were going to play. We didn't do our usual mech attack. We did Grimdark Future. He put together the army lists, or chose the armies that would be involved, had input on the scenario, on the kind of terrain he wanted us to bring for the event. And really, it was neat to see him kind of taking some responsibility in that. And so that was really made it even better than normal. It's always a good time, but seeing him kind of taking the lead on that was a big deal for me. So yeah, that was pretty much it. There's a lot of good gaming happened, of course. Chicago Skirmish War Games continued to meet once, about twice a month. We had a Mordheim campaign, which I should probably include because that was kind of a lifetime goal for me, was to finally have a Mordheim campaign. And we did that. So I should probably include that as number 3. We did about 7 sessions at the club. Managed to put together some really great terrain for it. Everyone had thematic warbands. So that was kind of a that was definitely a bucket list gaming thing as well. So I, that would be the last one. Anyway, it's been a great year. Matthew, keep up this great podcast and this great little community you put together here. And I wish you all a happy new year. Thanks so much.
Hello, Dan Adam here. My hobby highlight of 2024 has been when a associate moved to my locale, and that enabled us to play regular mass battle tabletop games. I've not played mass battle tabletop games for a couple of years since the friend that I played with moved away. So it's been great getting back into the weekly kind of duck dive and jab of mass battle games, list building, thinking about what you're going to do, painting your terrain, painting your units, basing units, all that kind of stuff. So that's been a fantastic second half of the 2024 for me. And I hope everyone else has had a great time in the hobby, and I hope everyone has a great Christmas and a very happy new year. Take it easy.
Hi, this is Chris Snyder answering the question of the month about my 2024 hobby highlights. And it should come as no surprise that it revolves around remote gaming. This has been a particularly difficult year for me, going through a separation and divorce. So the remote games that I've played have been particularly meaningful. The first one took place when I was at a extended stay hotel for a while with just my suitcase of clothes and a handful of hobby things to keep myself sane. And I played a remote game of Blood Bowl with my good friend Brian, set up on a tiny hotel room desk. And that was very meaningful for me, just to kind of get my mind off of things. Also, throughout the year, I've played several games with my friend Josh from the Crown of Command. We finished off a Space Hulk campaign. I played my first few games of Epic 40K. I played with my good friend JT. We played his first game of 40K second edition, and he hosted for me my first game of Warhammer 5th edition. I played Man of War with some first time players. Dr. Spork, I know, was one. Played Necromunda with some first-time players, my good friend Tarkin. And we also played Warhammer Quest, just a bunch of games with some first-time players. I kind of lost track of them all. But if you and I have played a remote game throughout this year, I just wanted to give a sincere thank you from the depths of my heart. It has been very meaningful for me to be able to connect with friends, to make new friends, and you know, just really make a connection with people. It's been very therapeutic and helpful for me. And I look forward to playing more games in the upcoming year.
Hello, Matthew and podcast listeners. This is Johan calling in from Taiwan. I'm TEG Jeevis on the Discord. Yeah, it's quite late at night. It's close to 1 a.m., but I thought I would quickly send in my question of the month, my answer to the question of the month, which is about the 2024 hobby highlights. I think our biggest highlight, or my biggest highlight of this year, is starting the little war game group that we have right now. It was with three of us, and over time, towards the end of the year, we are about seven of us now. So the group has grown slowly but surely. We have had several meetups, not as many as I wanted to, but you know, quite enough to get us going, get us excited, and get us actually playing some games and not just buying and painting minis. But speaking of buying and painting minis, it's been great, you know, to see the guys get excited about painting miniatures and collecting armies and getting ready for games that we've planned. So that's been really great. Speaking of painting minis, one of the first things I did for our meetup is to prepare and get ready undead army, a vampiric undead army for One Page Rules Age of Fantasy Regiments. And after a month or two, about 2 months of painting and putting getting minis together, we finally had our game, and I was playing against one of my friends, and he had an army consisting of some Stormcast Eternals and so on, and that was a ton of fun, you know, getting our whole table finally set up with terrain and all our minis was glorious, and finally getting to play it was a great lot of fun. Other than that, you know, I started on a High Elf army, which is something that I've always wanted to do. And so that was quite exciting. I got some advice from the guys in the Discord, and I grabbed a couple of boxes of Oathmark miniatures, and I started putting them together. I love those Oathmark kits. They're so much fun to put together. And I have managed to paint up about 40 or so miniatures for that army. So that army is slowly growing. And then towards the end of the year, I hopped on a Black Friday sale for a 3D printer, an FDM 3D printer. And wow, has that changed my hobby life. You know, it has been quite a big addition to my hobbying, and it has made getting terrain, printing out terrain and getting terrain ready so much easier. And around the same time, one of the guys in our gaming group said, hey, let's try a game of Frostgrave. And that is one of the games that I have been meaning to try. I've had the rule books sitting on my shelf for so long, and you know, started my printer up, my 3D printer up, printed out a couple of minis for a warband, and a wizard and apprentice, got that painted up and looking all great. And then we had one of our first games just this past weekend, and that was a ton of fun too. And we are very excited to continue playing that and continuing on this a little campaign. So very, very happy that we finally got to play some Frostgrave, and very excited to keep playing that. And overall, just excited for 2025. And I think our gaming group is going to keep growing, and hopefully we can get some more regular meetups and so on. But anyway, very excited about what's ahead of us for 2025, for our small little community here in Taiwan. Anyway, thanks again for the podcast. Always enjoy listening to it on my commute and while I'm painting. And yeah, thank you so much for keep doing it. This is Yuan signing off. Bye-bye.
Our question of the month for January is, tell us about your favourite named character on the tabletop. Maybe it's the overconfident warrior who always charges headfirst into danger, or the sneaky rogue who somehow always survives by the skin of their teeth. Perhaps you've got a hero with a legendary backstory, or a character whose misfortune has become a running joke. No matter who or what your named character is, tell us all about where you got the miniature, how you came up with the name and backstory, and any funny or memorable moments that you've had with them. Submit your clip by going to bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail, and I need them in by Thursday the 30th of January.
Hello Matthew, it's George here, George Paints from the Discord. 2024, in terms of hobby productivity, has been dismal. I've managed to finish one miniature, I think, and started a few more. But at the same time, in terms of hobby happiness, it's possibly been the best year I've ever had, even going back to some of those really blissful childhood years. And that's largely been down to community. So I'm just going to get really soppy here, but the community has been absolutely brilliant. It all started off with Cam at the beginning of the year, Cam from this Discord, who suggested that we have a game of Man of War online. I was on paternity leave at the time, so I had a sleeping baby in the background, and we had an absolutely brilliant game. I should add that the last time I played a game up until that point was 1999 at the US Games Day, where we played 40K, and it was so utterly miserable, competitive, and soulless that I swore I would never play another game again. But playing with Cam, the game was played with a spirit of fun, openness, and generosity, and I loved it, and I just want to play more. Cam then followed up and sent me two fleets so that I could play games myself here. And then John, also from this Discord community, really generously sent me some Empire ships from his childhood collection. And since then, it's just got better and better. I've had brilliant conversations with people, swapped minis with people, had some brilliant meetups. I went and fanboyed with Diane Ansell, Tony Ackland, and Tony Yates at Bring Out Your Lead. I started a YouTube channel, Old Hammer and Tongs, where I basically talk about all the hobby stuff I'm not doing, but that's been a brilliant way to engage with more community. And then to top it all off, I met with Mark, the legend of this Discord community, who really does so much for us, instigating events and keeping us all going. We went for a beer at the old coffee house in Soho, and it was really good to meet up. So I'm looking forward to more of that in 2025. And finally, big thanks to you, Matthew, for making this all happen with your brilliant podcast and the Discord community around that. Yeah, we owe it all to you. So have a wonderful Christmas, a great new year, and looking forward to more Japes in 2025. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, Matthew. It's Ed from Sussex and the Discord here, calling in to give you my top highlights of the year for 2024 in terms of my hobby and gaming involvement. And I thought it made sense to do it in a top five. Although my top five is going to be in no particular order, I will number them. But all of these have been moments that I've very much enjoyed. And I don't really want to pick one to be top and one to be bottom. But as they need numbers next to them, at number five, we have becoming a steward at my local gaming club. I've been a member of the Horsham Wargaming Club for nearly 2 years now. And about 6 months ago, I had the opportunity to become a steward, which involves going along and helping set the club up each week, helping out with painting terrain and any other bits and pieces that are needed to ensure the smooth running of the club, and being involved in the behind-the-scenes organisations of various things. It's been great fun, and I'm very much enjoying having a large input and impact on the gaming scene in my local area. So that's been great. At number four, we have starting a second edition 40K Renaissance at my local club. I put this next to it because I feel the two are related. And over the last 8 months, I have refound my love of second edition 40K, the game I played as a kid. There is another chap called Dan at the club, and he and I have been persevering with playing games 2nd edition with each other. Also played Jason at Bring Out Your Lead, but more on that later. And it's been great to get back into the game, and we've slowly, after 8 months of progress, got about a dozen of us who are interested in playing the game. We've played with four other players at the club, including not including Dan. So we are slowly getting there. And yeah, it's been very satisfying to see people getting excited about Oldhammer. And in fact, many weeks, just recently, second edition has been the only game, Warhammer 40,000 game at the club. So that's pretty cool. At number three, we have attending the games days for Bedroom Battlefields. These have been wonderfully organised by Mark and Jason, who have led the field and arranged for a games day in the spring and a games day in the autumn, where a few of us got together and played ridiculously large games of Warhammer fantasy battles. Jason in particular, I don't think we could have run this without him. Mark has been brilliant in getting us all together near his in the Midlands, but Jason's knowledge of the game and his incredible armies and scenery has meant that we've been able to put together 6x20-foot tables and play 8,000 versus 8,000 or more points of Warhammer Fantasy Battles, and it's been truly a wonderful experience. At number two, we have Bring Out Your Lead. I attended Bring Out Your Lead with some old friends of mine this year. It was great fun to meet up with them and play some games. And I also got to meet up with some new friends from the Bedroom Battlefields Discord with Matthew, our glorious leader, but also Mark and Jason, who I played second edition 40K with. Dr. Spork, who both he and Mark joined in on my massive game of Space Weirdos in the Necromunda setting, or Weirdomunda, as I affectionately refer to the games. And it was great fun. I'm looking forward to it very much next year, which means coming in at number one is getting two full armies painted. I managed to paint a full 2,000 points of Ultramarines and a full Undead army, and I'm very proud of both. And it's been great getting them onto the battlefield and seeing what happens when we play a game. Anyway, those are my highlights for 2024. I'm really looking forward to hearing what everyone else's highlights are, and very much looking forward to creating some more highlights for 2025. So thank you very much, Matthew, for a really interesting question, which I'm sure is going to provoke lots of amazing answers. And hope everyone has had a very Merry Christmas. I'm wishing you all a very Happy New Year.
Kia ora, Matthew. It's David Fraser ringing in about this month's question around hobby highlights for 2024. So for me, it's been a strange year. You might be hearing some splashing in the background. That's because my daughter's currently playing with two boats in a little bathtub. So having had another child, my hobby time has been limited. However, the highlight for me has been completing a Viking force for Saga, which I think I started painting maybe 3 months before she was born. So somehow I think I managed to paint another sort of 25 to 30 figures, give or take, in the limited pockets of time I've had available to me, along with a few other minor bits and pieces here and there. So hobby time's been really limited, but I'm really enjoying sort of being at home, hanging out with my daughter. I'm on parental leave now until March. It's the New Zealand summer. It's warm. So it's really, really cool. And other highlights have really just been listening to you and your podcast throughout the year. And seeing what everyone's been up to on the Discord, it's really cool. I sometimes contribute, but it's hard to find the time. So hanging out on the Discord is a lot of fun and helps keep me motivated. So keep it up. Here's to another successful year for you and the podcast. It just keeps on growing, strength to strength. Anyway, I better sign off now. But all the best and hope you guys have a really lovely Christmas. Ka kite anō.
Hi, it's Dave here in Carrick. Looking at my 2024 hobby gaming year in review. 2024 being a good year for Tonks. I've been playing, building my own Tonks and playing through a tournament, which I've been writing up on a blog, and we played the final and I still haven't written that one up, so I need to do that. I'll maybe not put myself under pressure before the year's up, but I do need to do that sometime soon, just to finalise that whole project. We've also been playing Minecarts and Mole Trolls, which is a game that me and the lad made up. He wanted a game with some crazy Indiana Jones minecart action, so you've seen that featuring Jeff the Dwarf, and that's been a great wee game, building that board, putting the dwarf warbands together, and writing up the rules and seeing how it all works. So that's been good fun. It's been a lot of silicone mold making and resin casting involved, and getting all the counters and things for that put together. So that's been good crack. The other good thing 2024 was getting together with the folks at the library at the Warhammer Club there. That's been really great. We had a Christmas special event there this afternoon, which was brilliant. And I was talking to one of the guys and he mentioned Turnip 28, which I had been sort of looking at and then going, what's the chance of ever actually finding someone to play it? But now that there's somebody thinking, oh, we've got Turnip, I'm thinking, that'll be me for 2025. So I've also got myself a copy of Gaslands coming in the post from Santa Claus, and I'll be playing some Gaslands in 2025. So I think that's going to be the plan. Lots of kit bashing of wee cars and screaming around the track, wiping out and burning up and all such. Look forward to for 2025. So thanks for the podcast. It's been great meeting you all on the Discord too. and wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. Cheers.
Hello, this is David of Axe Annex, and I'm answering this month's question. What are the 2024 hobby highlights for me? Big thing I did this year was joining a group of folks called the Rust Punks. They were running a Mordheim League in the spring, which I caught wind of, and really piqued my interest because I haven't played Mordheim since it came out, and I really wanted to get back in. We did a pretty cool event locally, which I had to miss, unfortunately, but I was able to jump in the fall campaign, and it's been a heck of a lot of fun. They're a really good group of folks. They're into a lot of different gaming, both indie and mainstream, like Games Workshop. We played some Flames of Orion, which is a lot of fun. Five Parsecs from Home. And yeah, big one, of course, was Mordheim. It was a gigantic league. I met with a lot of different people who I haven't met before. And it's been a very positive experience for me. Because I've been gaming with basically the same group of people for a very long time. And it's always nice to be able to step out and increase your social circle. I also started a hobby podcast this year with Ivan Sorensen of Nordic Weasel Games. It's been a long-time goal of mine to get a podcast going. We call it a podcast, but really, right now it's just live streaming every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. And it's nice to finally be able to sit down and accomplish a YouTube goal. My channel's been languishing for quite a while, and really been feeling like chasing the content creation aspect, but I did want to continue producing something that I feel could hopefully be of benefit to folks. So it's nice to be able to chat with Ivan, get his insights on things, and talk mostly about indie stuff, and different scales and things. It's been a lot of fun. It's called the Bad Internet Friends, Biffcast, we call it, coined by Torben, the amazing Dane, and we hope to see that continue on well into the future. And thirdly, looking forward to this coming up Monday. I'm going to post some pictures in the Discord for sure, because at long last, my fourth edition undead are taken out of retirement and being fielded in a game of one-page rules regiments. I'm going to mash up a few different of the OPR lists to create that real flavor of ghosts, mummies, and skeletons with vampires that was divided with 6th edition Warhammer Fantasy Battle, which is when I stopped playing them. So super forward to that. And I think overall that's going to be my top highlights of 2024. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Callum, aka Dr. Spoke here. I've had probably the best year in this hobby. There have been so many highlights, it's been hard to choose. Despite the fact I've tried to keep miniature purchases to a minimum, I have picked up some real gems. The Marauder Giant and Shaman on Wyvern, 1994 Avatar of Kane, an original Orc battle wagon, and some of the wonderful old stone troll sculpts that I got as a wonderful Christmas present. I've also designed more miniatures than ever before. I'm really proud of every single one. And I want to say a quick thank you to everyone who has sent me lovely messages about them. It always makes my day. I've done more painting than I've done since I was a teenager. And the thanks there definitely goes to Josh over at the Crane of Command. His painting lessons have really taken my painting to the next level and inspired me to paint even more. If anyone is even thinking about it, I strongly recommend them. They're fantastic. And of course, there was Matthew and I's trip to Bring Out Your Lead. It was just an absolutely amazing trip away. I saw so many amazing things and I met so many amazing people. It was just fantastic. And a special thank you to Matthew for not murdering me that weekend. It's a much appreciated. But my hobby highlight has definitely been meeting, talking, and becoming great, dare I say it, friends with so many people in this wonderful community whose warmth, encouragement, and generosity has really made 2024 an amazing hobby year. Thank you to you, Matthew, as always, and a huge thank you to everyone who has made me grin like a moron this year. I hope I have managed to give back half of the love I have received from the hobby community, and I will try to give even more in the coming year. Once again, thank you.
Hey, Matthew, this is Cam of Warwick. I hope you and your family had a Merry Christmas. I can't wait to hear about everyone else's hobby highlights for the year, so I figured I'd do what I could to contribute as well. Most of my highlights for the year revolve around Warhammer Manowar, which probably won't be much of a surprise to folks who are familiar with my hobby interests. I'm actually starting to feel a bit like a one-trick pony, so maybe branching out in some other games should be a goal for me in 2025. I released my Getting Started in Manowar video this year, which was my first foray into trying to make something useful on YouTube. And that's probably evident by the production quality, but I'm still happy with it and proud of it. It's gotten like 4,500 views now, which is about 10 times more than what I was optimistic for, so I can't complain about that. My other big hobby highlight revolves around the 3D printer. I got a resin 3D printer actually at the end of 2023, but I didn't really finish navigating the learning curve and start putting the whip to that printer until this year. I printed off a few fleets for George and Mark in the UK, about half dozen fleets for some local players, 8 fleets that I gave away to players in the games that I hosted at a convention in Pennsylvania. And over the course of the year, I figure I printed and either gave away or sold almost 30 fleets, and those are all fleets that were about 1,000 points or more. And that makes me happy because I figure each fleet that goes out increases the chance that there's going to be a new player out there who goes through the effort of putting together everything else needed to actually host a game and put it on the table. And that reminds me, my printer is currently cold right now, sitting around getting fat and lazy. So if any of your listeners are interested in getting a Manowar fleet together, have them reach out to me. I'm just charging for the materials, which is the resin itself and the alcohol and gloves and so forth. So a 1,000 point fleet, which is about a dozen models, comes out to about $13 or $14. And I'll also direct them to a helpful and charmingly narrated video that will tell them what else they need for the game. Outside of Manowar, I think my other hobby highlight for the year was finishing up the painting of the original HeroQuest miniatures. And that was a big deal for me because about the only other fully painted models I have in that scale are a Necromunda gang. So now I've got a roster of about 30 monsters or baddies that I can use for other miniatures agnostic games. So that was a good bit of work to have completed. Anyways, that's it for me. Thanks again for putting together the podcast. I know you've heard it before, but podcasts like yours are a big motivating force for me because I like to listen to people chatter away about the hobby while I'm painting. So I know anytime a new episode comes out, I'm going to have a good reason to and some motivation to break out my palette and paints and get some work done on my hobby projects. So thank you, Matthew, and Happy New Year.
Massive thanks once again to everyone who took the time to send in a clip. Looking ahead to January 2025, I'm going to ask a question based on a recent episode that I had with Dan around named characters and stories on the tabletop. We basically want to hear about your characters and stories. So, you know, any memorable characters you've got that you've created, where did you get the miniature? How did you come up with the name? What sort of games have they been involved in? And, you know, the funny anecdotes or, you know, memorable moments that you've had with those characters too. So I need those in by Thursday, the 30th of January, and you could submit your clip by going to bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail. All right, thanks again for listening to another episode of the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast, and we'll chat again on the next one.